episode number 332, Detroit Auto Show and future Camaro events.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your hosts Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
Another week in Detroit.
Another week in Detroit. And by the time everybody hears this, I wonder if we're going to get hit with Snowpocalypse 2012.
Yeah. They're saying maybe 1 to 2 inches, and it's mostly going to melt when it hits the ground and be slush. So
yeah, but
I ain't worried about it.
Yeah, but not up north, which is where I'm going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and CR97 WSX.
Be safe up there.
Yeah.
All that first time idiots out.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
thinking
yeah.
The lake's going to be frozen and stuff and go out there and kill themselves.
Oh, good. More space for me on the trails. All right, so we got a show here. I guess we're going to have to talk about some things, including the Detroit Auto Show.
And which just opened this week to media.
Yeah, and we figured we'd also lace it with some future Camaro and other events that we talk about since it is a new year with a new show schedule. We got some cool ZL1 picks that so far nobody else has.
Yeah.
I got a couple of voicemails, and since it was brought up, we finally have the Chevrolet 100th birthday message that everybody who listens and calls in contributes to, and some Camaro Z20, Camaro Collectibles, Camaro Enthusiast Collection diecast car news. That's the rundown.
Okay.
Plus maybe a few other weirdness mixed in.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the Detroit Auto Show.
So Detroit Auto Show, I think Detroit is where, like, the show's, like, kickoff for the whole season. I know it really starts in L.A. back in, like, November. But I think Detroit is where everything, like, starts for the year, for 2012, for the brand new year. So, what are they showing this year?
Well, even though I work downtown at least part of the time, I don't know.
Well, there's a couple concepts that Chevrolet was showing. There's, like, what's
the
like
code 130R.
Yeah. And this is the one we were referencing last week to what they said was could possibly be a Chevelle. Well, I mean, when you see the promo video, you do see a flash of a Chevelle and words that say something like heritage. But I don't know. It's kind of a small, little, compact, futuristic-looking Chevy Cruze, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of, I don't know. I don't know what to think of it. I think it's neat looking. I think it does show some heritage to it, but not a ton. I don't know what to think.
There's another one, another concept that they showed too.
Not a fan.
Not a fan of it.
Mm-mm.
It's the four. What is it? The true 140S.
Yeah, it looks like a Mitsubishi Eclipse from the mid 90s.
Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, and I'm sure we're not the only ones.
It's like, whoa.
Yeah. Kind of bummed about the Camaro content that doesn't seem to be there.
I did see like a panoramic shot of Chevrolet's display, and it looked like the ZL1 Carbon Edition was being shown.
Yeah, big deal.
Yeah, we already saw it in SEMA. Come on. Oh.
Yeah, speaking of panorama view, you know what I found the other day?
What?
I should dig this out. It's a QuickTime VR. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
This will tell you the date of it. Movie. It's probably about as big as a postage stamp, which is about as big as what QuickTime movies were.
Yeah.
Of the Chevrolet display in 1995. 95, 96.
Wow.
Yeah. And as you click and drag, you can scroll around and you see a brand new 1995 Camaro there.
Really?
Yeah.
They had QuickTime VR in 1995? I can't even remember.
Maybe
that.
It was 96, 97, but I don't think it was 98. I'll have to find it. Maybe I can post it. I don't think anybody will have a problem with it. It's just something that somebody took. But so anyway, so the Carbon is there, which is a good looking car.
Oh, absolutely.
Was the Copo Camaro by there by any chance there?
I didn't see. But if you go to our Automotive News Industry and Future Vehicle Discussions forum on the message board, there's a couple different threads going on. One being labeled GM concepts from GM site, where there's pictures of code 130R and true 140S. Somebody replied, whoa, a Chevy Alpha concept. Looks like Chevy's answer to the BMW 1 Series.
Whatever, I don't pay attention to that crap.
I don't, yeah.
Okay, maybe. From what I understand, if this were made, it would be to target the younger generation.
Yeah.
I think it's cool because here's my question. And this isn't my question, but I agree with this question. I didn't make this up and I won't say who did, but why is there no two-door cruise? Don't you think a two-door cruise would sell like gangbusters to the younger generation?
Maybe. Yeah.
I think so. I mean, look how kick-ass it's doing now. I mean, the sedan.
Yeah.
So, something else noticed about the 130R.
What's that?
Is the Corvette-style crossed flags on the side of it.
I noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the promo video that they did for it.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I wonder what the heck that means.
Speaking of Corvettes.
Yeah.
Did you see the news?
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
The Chevy sending off the C6 Corvette with a 427 convertible and 60th anniversary package.
It looks wicked.
Looks really nice. I'm digging it.
I wonder if those wheels will fit on a Camaro.
Yeah.
If they don't, I miss those days.
I don't know, but that's linked up also in the same form, labeled 60th anniversary Corvette. Check it out. Our friends from autoblog.com. Someone posted a link from them with the pictures and stuff. Looks pretty cool.
Speaking of Autoblog.
It does almost look like a Z06 convertible. Someone posted, you know?
Here's the deal. Thanks again to our friends at Autoblog. The Chevrolet Code 130R and the True 140S, they wear the badge, the Corvette cross flags badge in question, in the center caps and four wheels. Integrated in the turn signals, front fenders, blah, blah, blah. According to Nicholas David, a senior exterior designer with General Motors and the man behind the True 140S, the cross flag emblems identify both concepts as member of the new Passion portfolio within Chevrolet.
Passion?
Sounds like almost romantic. Yeah, that's what the man said, and it's in quotes.
Are they targeting the female demographic here?
I don't know. It goes on to say, once upon a time, the cross flags found themselves on a number of sport-oriented Chevrolet vehicles, from the Corvair to the Corvette.
Oh, yeah, Corvair.
And as the years progressed, the badges fell off every model but the Corvette. Now, David says GM wants to expand its family of sports cars, and each new member will feature the cross flags. With SS and RS models lining showrooms, GM isn't exactly short on sports branding as it is.
Sports car.
Sports car. I just want a sports car.
Speaking of sports car... It looks like the show has the 2013 Chevrolet Sonic RS in hot hatch. Enthusiasts been waiting for.
You know what's really weird? One was sitting in the parking lot that I was at the other day.
Yeah.
At my office. Just sitting there.
Saw a lot of Sonics at the SEMA show this year. I mean, a lot.
Yeah.
So GM is really going gangbusters with the Sonic.
It's about damn time.
I think if I was maybe 20 years younger.
Oh, yeah.
I would consider one.
And then the code
maybe 100 pounds lighter. I don't know.
You or the car?
No, me.
Oh, and then the code 130R is like the Corvette of the hot hatches.
Yeah.
Hot hatch.
A lot of cool stuff. I think I'm going to try and make it up to the auto show, next week and take a look and see what else is going on up there.
Cool. Yeah. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about it,
In future episodes.
In future episodes, yeah. I think it's a good showing for Chevrolet. They're definitely showing a lot of diversity and really pushing the envelope, you know, moving that line. Because before, it was the same old junk. Impala, Malibu, Equinox, Silverado. Now look what they're doing, man. This is good stuff. This is really good stuff. And I'm very proud of Chevrolet for moving forward like this.
Yeah. I mean, last week I already talked about the new Dodge Dot.
The Dodge Dot! Guys, I wrecked my Dodge Dot. I was having a beer. Too many beers, and I wrecked the Dodge Dot right into a frickin' tree.
I'm surprised. I'm looking for a thread here, and I saw it this week. The 800-horsepower Super Snake from Mustang. I think it's a Shelby Super Snake. 800 horsepower. Where is it? No one's posted about it.
I'll race him in my Dodge Dot. The guys in the automotive news and futures. Site. Yeah, well, they're slacking though because that forum is pretty diverse. But all right, so that's the Detroit Auto Show, and then coming up is what the Chicago Auto Show and
Chicago and.
But then, in addition to those kind of shows, there's also the enthusiast shows. You know, the ones that we go to, we drive to, and we go home with trophies and
crap, you know.
And there's going to be a bunch coming up this year. I mean, as the sports car segment continues to expand and
grow.
Sports car. What sport? Tennis. there's going to be some shows. So,
heck yeah. You know, the ones we always hit every year.
Yeah, but there's we'd like to use this show to have people call in and help kind of spread the word on other shows that we don't know about.
Right.
Or other people don't know about.
Yeah.
So
we'd be more than happy to do that.
Yeah, never hesitate throughout the year. It's not just, you know, in response to this episode, but just to call in at our 24-hour voicemail hotline at 586-486-3182. And just say, hey, you know what? I go to this show every year. I really like it. Maybe other people would be interested, too. It's in this area, and there's the website or whatever, Facebook page or whatever. Yeah. Just off the top of our heads real quick, there's always the Michigan F-Body meet and greet.
That's usually in June.
Mm-hmm. And then in July is, of course, Camaro Superfest.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That one's been going on forever.
And then there's the Oshawa event.
Yes. BBOMG4, which is in August this year.
Yeah. And I'll probably go down to LS Fest again because I had a real good time.
Okay, and is that going to be in Bowling Green again?
I believe so, yep. Okay. Yep. And maybe I'll might hit a few other GM-type shootout-type things.
Okay.
I think we had a good time. I think I might want to take some more of those in. But regardless, my summer's going to be packed. At least I'm planning on it being packed. But I'd like to hit some new shows and stuff. So that's what's up to our listeners here.
Yeah.
Call in and let us know what's up. So you know the number now. Call in and do it.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be special.
I can't wait for the show season to start.
Yeah. I'm going to...
Hopefully I'll have my ZL1 by then, too.
You know, hopefully you can pound sand by then, too. Well, by then I'm going to have a couple of... Maybe a couple of changes to my Camaro, too.
Cool.
Yeah. You know that 427 Corvette?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I might be putting a 427 in my Camaro.
Cool.
Not really.
So last week we also talked about the CTF ZL1 that you saw on the road.
Yeah.
Near Grand Rapids. Here in Michigan, right?
Give or take, yeah.
Okay.
Closer to Lansing, but
well,
yeah.
Well, one of our members on the forum posted, Berger Hopeful is his name, and they said one came into their dealership, someone was driving it, and they happened to get pictures of it.
Nice.
And it's a white ZL1 CTF car, and CTF stands for Captured Test Fleet car, and they posted them this week, actually today, on the message board, and we linked them up on the front page.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
So,
thank you.
Haven't seen any of these out there.
No.
Posted. But it's a white. It's got the standard black rims, the same ones I'm getting.
Yeah.
And it's looking pretty nice.
It looks good in white, man. It really does.
Real good, man.
I can't say I'm 100% thrilled with how the engine looks, though.
Yeah.
It looks just...
Okay.
Droid-ish.
Kind of like, I mean,
I don't know.
Just like ours. I mean, it's covered by that big old cover.
The trash can lid?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when you look at like the ZR1 or something, that looks just wicked.
Yeah.
But or when you look at my Camaro, it just looks badass. But, okay, sorry.
Well, if you want to see these pictures, go to the main page of CamaroZ28.com. You should see the white ZL1 right on the front there. You click that picture, and it will go into the thread where there's probably like four or five other ones posted. So check it out.
Yeah. All right. We got voicemails, right?
Yeah, we got a couple this week.
Nice. I'd like to hear them.
Here we go.
Hey guys, Bayer. Quick winter driving tip. What I like to like when you first leave the house in the morning and the roads are kind of shiny, and it hasn't really snowed, but it's like 10 degrees. Or even if it did snow and you don't know how your tires are going to do. I usually like to either when I leave the house, it's empty. There's nobody on the road. So again, you know, don't get into an accident trying any of this, but when you come up to a stop sign or something in your neighborhood, just give the brakes a good jab just to see when and if the ABS kicks on. And with the Camaro, I drove it for a month in the snow, and that's the only snow it's seen when I had it. Put the slip reduction or ASR traction control on and just jab the throttle real quick. And if the traction control kicks on, it's slippery. So that'll give you an idea. And some of the best winter drivers are also the ones that go out and screw around in parking lots and hold their Cavaliers sideways through the front of a high school. And, yeah, but anyway. And one last thing, I'd like to quote the great Cadillac commercial of, when you turn your car on, does it return the favor? It's got to be the best one. So, all right, stew on that for a while. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Good to hear from you, Bear, and that is very good advice. I like to jab the brakes when someone's crawling up behind me first.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm not a fan of tailgaters. In fact, they're the vermin of the earth, and they suck and should be destroyed. So if you do that, stop.
Actually, I like to hit the emergency brakes. I don't even see my taillights. Come on.
Yeah. But, all right.
I digress.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. No, I do the exact same thing. I typically, you know, make sure it's safe to just kind of hit the brakes real hard when I'm going very slowly to get a kind of a feel for what the... I do that all the time. All the time.
Okay.
Even randomly, just for kicks.
Yeah.
on I-75, yeah. Doing about 90 miles an hour, bumper to bumper, bam, on the brakes. Just kidding.
Oh,
and if somebody does that, it's not me.
Yeah.
You know, this reminds me of another tip. You know, people have remote start and everything, so they fire up their car, and then it sits there for 10 minutes, and then they get in, it's nice and toasty warm, and then they just jump in it, poof, take off.
Yeah.
Do not do that.
Why not?
Because your engine is warm, and your interior is warm, but your transmission and the fluids in it all the way to the rear end are stone-ass cold.
What about your tailpipe?
And that's usually pretty hot, Chris. Is that what you wanted me to say? No, my wife used to do that. She's like, oh, the car's warmed up, and she just... pretty much floor it getting out of the neighborhood. I'm like, the engine's warmed up.
Yeah.
Not the transmission, not the driveline,
just
the engine. You're going to screw your transmission over.
That's why I love using the OnStar app on my iPhone. I'm in the gym, having my protein after a nice workout, kick on the app, start my car. It's nice and toasty warm by the time I get all the way out into the parking lot.
Yeah, you can suck it.
Love it.
Good. I'm glad you love it. Won't you shut up now and play the next voicemail?
We will, but first.
Oh, yeah. The usual bit. We'd like to hear from you.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, we got one other voicemail, so here we go.
Hey, Chris and Jason, this is Dave, Chicago area, and Green Boy on the message board. I haven't posted in a while, but I listen to your podcast every week, probably for almost 2, maybe 3 years now. Just thought I'd tell you about my first car was a 77 Camaro Black. My dad bought it for me. He used it quite a bit. We redid it from a white to the black, and I mean, I really did a lot of customization in that car. Before I actually finished it, my dad passed away, and that was a real special car to me. So, I love that one. That was a really good car for me, even though it had only a straight 6250 that year. And I'm kind of with you on that, Jason, for the IROX. I kind of won one day by a 88 yellow convertible IROC. I think that would be a sweet car to own. So, anyways, can I do a great job with the podcast? Keep it up, and love your show, man. Talk to you later. Bye.
New caller Dave from the Chicagoland area.
Very cool voicemail, too. Thanks for calling in. 77 Camaro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that very similar? I think. No, I think it was more like 80s. That was in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, that, what's his face drove?
Forrest Whitaker.
Yes, Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah, Dave's probably in our age bracket, so he knows what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But, hey, at least he didn't put it through the front of a high school like somebody else we know.
Yeah.
You know, as far as we know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool, you know, that's a good car story, first car story right there.
Yeah.
My kid probably forgot he even owns a car.
Yeah.
You know, since we bought it for him, because he hasn't seen it. It's still sitting in my father-in-law's driveway where it has been for the past 6 months. We don't have any room in the garage.
Oh, he'll be bugging as soon as he turns 16, though.
Come on, Dad. Can I have the keys, man?
Yeah, of course.
He thinks that as soon as he's 16, he's like, I can go wherever I want, whenever I want. And I had to kind of sit him down and set him straight on that one.
Aren't the laws different here in Michigan now? You can't just drive when you're 16 anymore. You have to be between a certain hour and some crap like that.
I don't know. Maybe.
When I turned 16, I could go. I could drive whenever, wherever.
Yeah, but I'm telling him that according to me. Right.
I didn't get my own car till I was 19.
Owie. How'd you get around before then?
I had to borrow my parents' car whenever I could.
Really? 19?
19. That's when I bought my Grand National.
Hell of a first car, man. Why don't you just get a dragster and call it done?
Yeah.
Man, I didn't get my first car till I was 17. By then, my buddy Charlie had already wrecked his first two cars.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But anyway, that's another podcast entirely. So.
Cool.
Hey, guys, is that on the voicemail yet?
Yeah, that's it.
Hey,
thanks
for calling in, Bear and Dave in Chicago.
Yes.
So, towards the end of last year, we asked people to call in and just offer a 10-second or less birthday wish for Chevrolet turning 100 years old.
Yes.
And
we had a bunch of people call in.
Yeah. And so what we did, and we promised we'd do this, is we compile them all together and send them to Chevrolet.
Yes.
But before we do, we're going to let you
hear them all first.
Listen.
Yeah. Because they're pretty good.
Yep. All right.
Here we go.
Happy 100th birthday, Chevrolet, and this is for 100 more years. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Chevrolet. Thank you for being a part of my life.
Happy birthday, Chevrolet. Thanks for 100 years of great cars and trucks, and wishing you 100 more.
Wishing Chevy happy 100th. Way to go.
Be the USA, yeah, Chevrolet. Apple pie, big ball, and Chevrolet. Happy 100th birthday for Postal Days.
Happy 100th birthday, Chevrolet, from Dr. Damon. Thank you so much for my 95 Z28 and my 2011 Camaro SS in Synergy Green. Cheers.
Happy birthday, Chevrolet, from Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Hey, happy birthday, Chevrolet. Mr. Magoo here from New York 5th Gen. Happy birthday again. You've been around just about as long as me. Bye.
Happy birthday to Chevrolet. Happy birthday to Chevrolet. Happy birthday, dear Chevrolet. Happy birthday to you.
Hi, this is Jason. Happy birthday, Chevrolet. Here's to 100 more, and thanks for bringing back the Camaro.
Hi, this is Tim Scott from East Lansing, Michigan. I'm calling to wish Chevrolet a happy centennial. Here's to another 100 years.
Happy birthday, Chevrolet. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Chevrolet. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Chevrolet.
Hey, this is Dave from upstate New York. I want to wish Chevrolet a happy birthday, power and performance. Happy birthday, Chevrolet.
Hey, this is Mucka 15 from New York. Happy birthday, Chevrolet. Good luck and more Camaros. Kick ass.
Hey, Chevrolet, I just wanted to wish you a happy 100th birthday. 1994 Z28 Camaro was the first car that I sat in to remember, and it's been Chevrolet from there on. Thank you guys for everything. Keep it going. Come on. Chevrolet, baby!
Happy birthday, Chevrolet, from Kendall Chin, Kendall347 at ny5thgen.com.
Happy birthday, Chevrolet! Thanks for the 100 years of all the great cars and great memories. Happy 100th.
Nice job.
So what do you think?
I think it's cool, man.
Yeah, I think Chevrolet's going to get a kick out of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't. 100 years, man.
Wow. Yeah. Cool greeting.
Yeah. So, I think I've got some Chevrolet 100-year anniversary goodies that were given to me by our friend, the F-Bod Father.
Oh.
So let's make this easy. Let's make this really easy on me. The first three people to call into the hotline and say that they called in and their voice is on that, they get one.
Oh.
Just that simple.
Okay.
And don't try to fake it. We'll hear it.
Yeah, we'll match the audio. Well,
yeah, we got the technology.
That's right. I can also match the phone number too.
Yeah, first three people. I'll send out a 100-year Chevrolet goodie.
Wow.
That's it.
Okay.
Cool. Oh, yeah, make sure you leave your address.
Yes.
Otherwise I'll just have to send it to myself and keep it. Yeah. All right. We're just about ready to wrap this up, I think, for the day.
Yeah.
No more Camaro news, really. It's getting into that quiet zone.
But you do have an update on the diecast.
Yes, yes. The Camaro Enthusiast Collection, formerly the Camaro Z28.com series. I've been talking to my friend Chris Horton. Now, if you don't know who Chris Horton is, but you are a Camaro fan enthusiast or whatever, and you've been on the internet for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, you know who Chris Horton is because you've seen his work.
Site for quite a while,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he was a member on our site long before he got famous by making some 3D renderings of what a potential fifth-gen Camaro would be.
I remember that. Didn't Popular Hot Rodding publish that?
They picked him up, and then they had him do some more work for him.
Yeah.
He's excellent. He's a good friend of ours. He's done a lot of great work. In fact, he makes a living off just making 3D renderings of show cars and things like that.
Nice.
And he's going to be making the rendering for my diecast car because every release has a 3D rendering on like the little trading card that comes in the package with the vehicle. So he's actually seen the prototypes that nobody else has seen.
Ooh.
Yeah, because he has to make the rendering off it.
Yeah.
And then after the rendering is released, is done and everything, then I release it to the public and everybody knows what the next diecast is going to be. So I really wouldn't want anybody else to do this work because Chris is awesome. His website is is chrisfrezzasucks.com. Somebody run out and register that and point it to our site. No, it's carsbychris.com, which is
with a K.
With a K, R-I-S. Yep. And check out some of the work he's done, and you'll know who he is by looking at his work. So above and beyond that, I also have a new website. Where people could buy the diecast. It's at CamaroCollectibles.com. And it...
Spell that out.
Camaro?
Yeah.
Collectibles.
Yeah, spell out collectibles.
C-O-L-L-E-C...
T-I...
T-I... B-L... Why did I screw something up?
No. A lot of people do misspell collectibles as T-A-B-L-A.
Oh,
T-A-B-L-E-S. Right.
They can always go to the old URL, which is cz28store.com.
And it'll just redirect?
Forward, yeah.
Perfect.
But it's pretty barren right now. I mean, I really don't have much to offer these days except smooth locks and some Series 4 cars that are just lingering around. I think I have one box left of Series 4 cars.
Lingering.
This is going to be a cool car. New packaging, new series, well, same series, new name. And then I got Chris Horton, man, and he's does good stuff. So
rock and roll.
So, there is a newsletter function on the new website. Just sign up. No spam. I promise. And no selling of your information because I'm a good guy like that. And maybe I'll throw some coupon codes out to those who subscribe to that newsletter.
Ooh.
Yeah. I already gave some away on Facebook on the Facebook fan page.
Yeah.
At facebook.com/Camaro Collectibles.
Good.
Plug. All right. Enough of that crap. So I guess everybody, thanks for listening. Thanks to your voicemails. And get more of them in next week. And that's when we'll see you.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.